జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి హరశీల ప్రభుపాదానికి జయం నితిలీలా ప్రవిష్టం ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాశీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురగిరి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌరవ ప్రేమ నంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నమో శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూగలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి దినామే నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశారిణే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహగృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాన్. శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్తవ జాయతే తథా పురుష్వ దేవేశ నాదస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ పాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయా ఇతరదస్ అర్థేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆది కవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్ సూరయం. తేజో వారి మృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత గైదవోత్ర వరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సదాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్రమస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా వరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తక్షణా. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుభముఖాద్ అమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకా. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్త్యాది హేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజంతం అనువేదమవేద కృత్యం ద్వైవాయనో విరహనాదరం అజుహావ పుత్రేదిదన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం ముని ఆనతోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారినాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేను కొణితాదృదానందో మమ వాచి విజంబదా మురారే మధురిన్న కణికావి కావి కావి. नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणे श्रीमद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः वन्दे नन्दव्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्णश व्यासं हरिगदो गीतं पुनादिभुवनत्रयं गोपीशरणारविन्दपरमानवे नमः पीताम्बरं करविराजितचक्रशङ्खं कौमोदयी सरसिजं करुणासमुद्रं राधासहायम् अतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं वातालयेशमनिशं प्रतिभावयामि कोमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारग वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म भासदां पुरदो मम मूगं करोति वाजालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यल्कृपादमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णाय नमः राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनामसङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द You will see that Sukadeva Goswami trying to finish Srimad Bhagavatam there. If you read, look into 9th canto, you will see Srimad Bhagavatam finishes at the end of 9th canto. The way Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit, if you look at the last two verses there, he says, the whole Krishna's appearance, his pastimes, and his winding up the pastimes and turning back to the abode. Everything finished in two verses. Jado gada pitavirhat brajame dhidartho hatwaribhun sudashada anikrutoryudaraham ulpadya deshu purusha kradubisamije almanam almanikamam padhyanjaneshu. That is the first verse. After appearing in his divine form, Krishna has actually in Gokulam he was transferred from the prison to Gokulam to Nanda Maharaj's home, where he performed several pastimes, fulfilled all the desires of those who were present in Vrindavanam, later on the pastimes in Vrindavanam, and married several times and also had several children. After that, he spent his time in dealing with the Mahabharata war as well. Utpadya deshu purusha kradhavi samije almanam almanikamam padaman padayan janeshom prithvasavai guruparam shabayan kurunam andasamuthakalina yudhibhudacham moha drishtya vidhuya vijaye jayamuddhi goshya prochodhyavaya javaram samagal swadhamam. After that, Krishna says here, that after realizing that the Kauravas have become a burden on this earth, he decided to kill all the Kaurava members of the Kaurava family. How did he do that? By creating a quarrel within the family. That's how Krishna did that. Between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, that quarrel was created by Krishna's arrangement. It has happened. Sukadeva Goswami says here, Prithvasavai Guru Param Shabayan Kurunam Anda Samuttakalina Yudhibhuba Jammaha that definitely a quarrel was created between the Kauravas, between the Kaurava family race, between the Kurus, Kauravas and the Pandavas, and in that process all the Kauravas were destroyed. And those who accompanied Krishna from the heavenly planets who came here at that time, many other members of the demigods who helped Krishna with their assistance, who came here as Yadavas, they were also destroyed by Krishna at the end. Drishtya vidhuya vijaye jayam udvigoshyam. Then in the Mahabharata war, for the sake of Arjuna, that all the Kaurava soldiers, Kaurava army was completely destroyed by Krishna's just looking at them, by his vision, he destroyed the whole family, whole Kaurava race. Kaurava's army was completely destroyed by Krishna in that way, for the sake of Arjuna. Drishtva vidhuya vijaye jayam udhigoshya, and that way made Vijaya, Arjuna as the victory, Arjuna victorious in that war. And after that, what did he do? Prochodhava ayajaparam samagal sodhama. That after that, he felt the need to talk about the highest realizations of the Absolute Truth from Krishna's lips. It has come, Prochodhava ayajaparam, after speaking to Uddhava about that, samagal sodhama, Krishna went back to his own abode. So in these two verses, Sudeva Goswami decided to talk about Krishna and finish there. The end of ninth canto. That's what you find in the Prochodhavaya param samagal swadhama. Samagal swadhama, in order to go back to his abode, he selected Uddhava as the personality to whom he wanted to speak about the Absolute Truth and the process of liberation, and virtually did that, and actually he did that, and then he went back to his own abode. When Sudeva Goswami finished Srimad Bhagavatam like this, Parikshit Maharaj thought, why did he not speak about Krishna in depth? I am sitting here for the last 4-5 days to hear of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And here, Sudeva Goswami has completed Srimad Bhagavatam and he was getting ready to go. When he saw that, immediately Parikshit Maharaj, although 4 days have gone by now, in the 7 days time, already 4 days have gone, and Parikshit was thinking that probably Sudeva Goswami thought that I am starving or I am not giving enough attention to the Srimad Bhagavatam, what Sudeva Goswami has spoken. Has he thought that I am not qualified to hear Bhagavatam anymore? It is at that point, Rajovaja, Parikshit Maharaj questions, if you see here, you will see, Kadido vamsha vistaro bhavata soma suryayoho yajnyam chobhayavam shyanam charitam paramadbhudam. That he says, that I've heard the lunar dynasty and the solar dynasty and a very detailed explanation of the whole race, but and also heard about their very transcendental activities. Yadoscha dharmashilasya nidhanam munisattama tatram she avadirnasya vishnor viryani shamsadam. That I also heard about Yadu, King Yadu, and also his race, about from King Yadu onwards, tatra amshena avadirnasya vishnor viryani nashamsaha. And also talk to me about Supreme Personality Krishna, who has appeared in that race. And after that he says, that avadire yador vamshe bhagavan bhuta bhavana kratavanyani vishwalma tanino vadavistarad. That whatever transcendental pastimes Krishna has performed, who is the Supreme Creator and the Super Soul of everyone, whatever transcendental activities he has performed in the race of Yadu, please talk to me in detail about that. There are 4 kinds of people in this world: liberated souls, those who are desiring for liberation, and also there is a 3rd class, people who are enjoying senses, engaged in sense gratification. These 3 kinds of people, Parikshit Maharaj says, all 3 of them relish Krishna's pastimes. All 3 of them. We'll see why Parikshit Maharaj said like that. നിവൃത്തദർശൈരുപഗീയമാനാൽ ഭവ ഔഷധിച്ഛോത്രമനോഭിരാമാൽ യദുത്തമ ശ്ലോക ഗുണാനുവാദാൽ പുമാൻ വിരജ്യേത വിനാ പശുഗ്നാൽ. പരിഷു സേസ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് നിവൃത്തദർശൈർ ഉപഗീയമാനാൽ ദാറ്റ് ദേ ഹാവ് ഓൾറെഡി ലിബറേറ്റഡ് സോൾസ് ഹു ഹാവ് നോ മോർ ഡിസയേഴ്സ് ടു ബി ഫുൾഫിൽഡ് ഹിയർ. So they are not approaching Krishna with any kind of desire. But they are enjoying about Krishna's transcendental activities. That's number one. Bhava aushadha chotra manobhiramal. Then, this is the medicine for those who are seeking for liberation from material existence. This is the medicine for who are seeking for liberation from material existence. That's why I say, bhava aushadha chotra manobhiramal. Bhava means to take repeated birth and death, the cycle of birth and death. Once those who are stuck in the process of birth and death, they are called bhavam. Bhava aushadhi chotra manobhiramal, the aushadhi or medicine for that is also Krishna's activities. Yad uttama shloka gunanuvadal puman virajyeda vina pashugnal. Not only that, except those who are addicted to killing animals or eating animals and who are giving pain to other living entities, everyone else, including those who are engaged in their absorbed in the senses, even they are attracted by Krishna's pastimes. So with that, with this verse, Parikshit wanted to tell Sudeva Goswami that am I not qualified to hear about Krishna? Is there something that I'm not qualified? Do you think that I'm not qualified to hear about Krishna? This was the question from Sudeva Goswami by saying that all the three categories of people would be benefited by hearing about Krishna. In other words, Parikshit's point was, I am a sinful person, Parikshit is saying like this, that I have done something seriously wrong. I'm a Kshatriya king and acted in a wrong way by offending that sage, Shamiga Maharshi, by throwing that dead snake on his neck, and I'm sitting here waiting for my punishment. That was the mood of Parikshit Maharaj. I'm waiting here for the punishment to be given. And he said, because of that, am I not qualified to hear about Krishna? Pidamahame samare amaranjayer devavratadhyadirate istivingalehi durateyam kaurava sainya sagaram krutvadaran valsapadam smayat plavaham. That by whose mercy my grandfather and all the other great personalities in our family, they have won over this huge army of the Kauravas, and that too great personalities like Bhishma, Drona and others, and Duratayam Kaurava Sainya Sagaram, that the great powerful army of Kauravas, Sainya Sagaram, the ocean of Kauravas, whom we have crossed over, we won them in the battle. How? Kritu adaran valsavadam smayat plavaha. Just like you cross the small amount of water in the hoof of a calf, how one can easily cross over. By whose mercy we were able to do that, am I not here to hear about that person's glories today? So, ദ്രൗണ്യസ്ത്ര വിപ്ലുഷ്ടമിതം മദംഗം സന്താന ബീജം കുരു പാണ്ഡവാനാം ജുഗോപകക്ഷിം ഗതമാർത്ഥചക്രോ മാതുശ്ചമേയ ശരണം ഗതായാഹ. That personally, Parikshit Maharaj says, when I was in the womb of my mother, when Drauni, that is Ashwathama, Drona's son, when he sent the Brahmastram to kill me, Sandana Bijam Kuru Pandavanam, in the Kuru family, I was the only person who were left behind. And they wanted to finish me, destroy me. And that last seed of the Kauravas, and who tried to do that? Jugoba Kuchim Gadamata Chakram. How the Supreme Lord Krishna, who entered into the womb of my mother, Kuchi, Gadamata Chakram, spinning that wheel in the hand, Madhuschameya Sharanam Gadayaha, that and protected me within the womb, whom I saw there at that time, and whom I have been looking for throughout my life, and I wanted to see him again before I leave this body. And would you not stop to me about him? This was Parikshit's point. വീര്യാണിതസ്യാഖില ദേഹവാച അന്തർബഹി പൂരുഷകാലരൂപൈഹി പ്രയച്ഛതോ മൃത്യുമൃതാമൃതം ച മായാ മനുഷ്യസ്യ വദസ്വ വിദ്വൻ. വീര്യാണിതസ്യാഖില ദേഹവാചം. In every living entity who is present inside as well as outside, inside as the soul and outside in the form of time, kalarupam, andarbahi purusha kalarupaihi, inside as purusha and bahi, outside as kalarupam, prayachado mrityumudamradam cham, that that he gives happiness to them inside, situated as the super soul, he gives them the happiness. And outside, he gives them those whose mind is external or who are directed to the outside world, they are controlled by death. In the form of death, Krishna appears to them. That Supreme Personality, Krishna, his pastimes should be heard, and please talk to me about it. This is what Parikshit Maharaj said to Sukadeva Goswami in the beginning of the 10th canto. So all these things were spoken in order to make Sukadeva Goswami realize that Parikshit has been actually waiting to hear about Krishna. That was this, the whole 9 cantos were only a preparation to hear about Krishna, from the Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's appearance and Krishna's transcendental activities. So 10th canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam is known as what? Is known as Nirodham, isn't it? If you look into the 2nd canto, you will see each canto has different purposes or different reasons why they were spoken. Sargam, Visargam, Sthanam, Poshanam, Udi, Manandaram, Ishanagada, Nirodham. Like that. Starting from the 3rd canto. 3rd canto is Sargam. Then Visargam. Then Sargo Visargascha, Sthanam, Poshanam, Manandaram, Ishanukatha, Nirodham. So Nirodham is the 10th canto. 10th canto is Nirodham. What does Nirodham mean? Nirodham means Nirodham is that is blocking us. Something that is blocking us in realizing Krishna. In realizing Krishna. So that is called Nirodham. And what is that thing that is blocking us? Actually, it is known in the Shastram as false ego, isn't it? Ahangaram, or it is called Ahangaram. Ahangaram is that thing that the ignorance, avidya, kamam, karmam, all that accumulated together as manifested in the form of Ahangaram in a person. And it is that Ahangaram that is in everyone. And so long as there is this false ego in a person, it is difficult to realize Krishna. It is difficult to realize Krishna. So 10th canto specifically spoken, it says here, Vedavyasa Sukadeva Goswami says, the 10th canto, if you hear properly and reflect on this properly and accept it wholeheartedly and live with that consciousness of the 10th canto, one will get rid of one's false ego, which is the main obstacle in the path of liberation. So that's why it's called Nirodham. Nirodham means that block which has to be removed, which is the false ego in a person. Now, false ego manifests in different forms in everybody, in different forms. Basically, false ego has got 3 major branches, that is, through which it is presented in this 10th canto. If you look into canto 10 seriously, you will notice that how that false ego has come through different personalities and how Krishna had to kill them. In other words, it is by those pastimes which Krishna has shown us that false ego must go from a person before we can understand what is Krishna. We don't understand that false ego is the most powerful thing in us. That is present in us as a block between us and Krishna. So one of the most important aspects of this false ego is Rajogunam, the mode of passion. And therefore, there are 3 personalities in the 10th canto representing three aspects of false ego. Three aspects of false ego. One of the aspects of that is this rajogunam, or mood of passion in a person, rajogunam. And the second one is the bodily concept of life. Bodily concept of life. And the third one is known as Eshanatrayam. In the Bhagavadam, it's called as Eshanatrayam. Eshanatrayam means the three kinds of problems which every human being has got within himself, but he's mostly not conscious of. Those things comes with him even when he comes to spiritual life, and they will manifest also in spiritual life in a person. That's what is called Eshanatrayam. Eshanatrayam means basically three things. They are spoken in the Bhagavadam elsewhere. They are defined as Eshanatrayam means there are three Eshana. Eshana means three impediments. What are they? Viteshana, Lokeshana and Dareshana. Viteshana means desire for wealth. Desire for wealth. And that desire in a subtle way will follow him wherever he goes. Even when he comes to spiritual life also. It's very difficult to escape from that. You may not know that it is there inside. And that is why even after coming to spiritual life, because the desires, this Eshanatrayam is still with him, that still the mind will go in that direction. Fulfill that desire of accumulation of wealth. That's one. Then the second one is this is called Eshanatrayam. There are three things in that. The second one is known as Lokeshana. Lokeshana means wants recognition in this world. Wants recognition in this world. For that, what is required? You need followers, isn't it? You need followers. Like politicians also do the same thing. They have political parties so that they get a lot of followers behind them. So similarly, Eshanatrayam, the second thing is, apart from the Viteshana, that is for wealth, second thing known as Lokeshana. Lokeshana means that the followers or the fame among others, that I am an important person. These are all coming from the qualities that we have spoken before, that the false ego's different manifestations they are. So Viteshana, Lokeshana, and the last one is Dareshana. That means specific attachment for the wife and children, and to do anything in this world for their happiness. In other words, to forget about the rest of the world and to act in such a way that me and my family is important, everything else can go to hell. This attitude. This will happen in a very subtle way inside. It's very difficult to overcome these things. And that is why in this 10th canto, this is the Tattvikam side of Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam is pastimes there. Krishna's appearance, pastime stories are known to most of you. You have heard so many times, or from from television and from different people and from different books. So it's not a new thing. But how Srimad Bhagavadam is bringing these things into the pastimes of Krishna, and through three different personalities, how these three different aspects of false ego has been killed by Krishna. In these three things, if you look in the Bhagavadam, you will see that Kamsa represents the Rajogunam. Kamsa is actually the Rajogunam. Rajogunam's nature, you know from Bhagavad Gita and also in the Bhagavadam, what are they? Kamayesha, Krodhayesha, Rajoguna Samulbhava. Kamam and Krodham, unlimited desires and anger when they are not fulfilled. This is the nature of a person in Rajogunam. And Kamayesha, Krodhayesha, Rajoguna Samulbhava. Mahashanam, Mahapapna. Krishna says, this is the most dangerous fire that is burning. Mahapapnam. And it is the greatest enemy. So this Rajogunam is our biggest enemy in spiritual life. That is the first thing. And in order to show this, that Rajogunam, a personality, Kamsa has been represented there as the representative of Rajogunam. Rajogunam, if you ask, if you want a very specific example, the best example is Kamsa. Kamsa's nature, if you look at, whole personality is full of Rajogunam, isn't it? That Kamam, that desire, and Krodham, anger, and లోభమోహం అదం ఆల్సర్యం ఆల్ థింగ్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ అన్వాంటెడ్ ద సిక్స్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ద సిక్స్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విత్ హిస్ మైండ్ రజోగుణం ట్రూ నేచర్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈస్ కంసర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ ఫార్ బాడీలీ కన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం వేదవ్యాస మహర్షి బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ జరాసంధ జరాసంధస్ లైఫ్ ఇఫ్ యు రిమెంబర్ దిస్ పర్సనాలిటీ జరాసంధ జరాసంధ వాజ్ కిల్డ్ బై భీమా లేటర్ ఇన్ ఎ వార్ బట్ 17 టైమ్స్ హి అటాక్డ్ మథుర అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ టైమ్స్ జరాసంధ వాంటెడ్ టు విన్ ఓవర్ కృష్ణ హిస్ బాడీలీ కన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ రిప్రజెంటెడ్ బై జరాసంధ జరాసంధస్ లైఫ్ ఇఫ్ యు రీడ్ త్రూ యూ విల్ సీ దేర్ హిస్ గ్రేట్ ప్రైడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ హిస్ గ్రేట్ ప్రైడ్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ strength. Anyone who takes pride in the strength is very much in the bodily concept of life, isn't it? One who is consider his body as the strongest and his body as the most important thing, only such a person can claim the strength of his body on that basis claim superiority in this world. An intelligent person who has deeper realizations, he will not consider body as important. He will consider simply body as a disease that has come to him on his spiritual body. And not only that, he is waiting for the body to drop, wants to free himself from the cycle of birth and death or from the material body. A spiritually advanced person will think in that way. A materialist who is completely on the bodily concept of life will identify with the body and think himself to be the body. And that is what the representation of Jarasandha in the Bhagavadam. Like Kamsa was representing Rajogunam, Jarasandha was representing the bodily concept of life, Dehabhimanam, it is said. So these two personalities, Kamsa and Jarasandha, one follows the other. Kamsa was introduced first and then Jarasandha was brought in. And after that, Vedavyas brings another personality to represent the Eshanatrayam, the three primary difficulties in a person which stops his advancement in spiritual life, known as Eshanatrayam, Viteshana, Logeshana and Dareshana. And all these three things, the best example Vedavyas presents to us is Shishubala. So Jarasandha, beginning with Kamsa, then Jarasandha and Shishubala. Now, the sequence in which it is presented is also important. How Kamsa was given, first thing. Unless one gets rid of Kamsa within oneself, one cannot move on to the Jarasandha stage. So, these three are there in everyone. The Kamsa is there in everyone, Jarasandha is there in everyone, and Shishubala is also there in everybody. We may be thinking we are very pure devotees and all that. That is another thing. But Shastra is saying there that Bhagavatam has specific interest behind in telling us these things, that in spiritual life, if these things are not taken notice, if one simply thinks that everything is wonderful but not conscious of the effect of Kamsa and Jarasandha and Shishubala within oneself, one may not notice it. One may be thinking still that everything is perfect. So, in the Shastram, normally materialistic people who are not very absorbed in spiritual life, actively absorbed in spiritual life, Shastram calls them as Balaha. Bala means children. They are children. Why are they called children? Because with these qualities of Kamsa, Shishubala and Jarasandha, they are the qualities meant for children who normally fight each other and who does not come out of it even when they become grown up, isn't it? They still keep the same qualities growing day after day. Till these things goes away from a person, Bhagavatam is saying he will not reach anywhere near Krishna. He never able to understand Krishna. That is why the first thing to kill within oneself is mentioned here as Kamsa, who represents the Rajogunam in a person. So Kamsa's present as Rajogunam is spoken. And this is the first thing to be killed in anyone's consciousness. Therefore, through all the pastimes of in the Vrindavanam pastimes and in the Mathura pastimes, first thing is killing Kamsa. And Kamsa has got so many associates with him. If you look into the Bhagavatam, you will see Pralamba Bhagajan Hurai Tranavartai Arishtasura Denuga, like this, Bhaga, Valsa, all are Kamsa's associates. So one who has got Rajogunam within a person, all the other associates like these other demons, they are all helping Kamsa, isn't it? In order to help Kamsa, all the other demons also appear in Krishna's childhood pastimes. All those demons are also representatives of this Rajogunam, the Rajogunam what Kamsa had. So those demons have to be killed first before we go on to further. And that is why in the childhood pastimes you see all these demoniac personalities appearing one after the other in Krishna's pastimes. And Kamsa, before Kamsa was killed, all the other demons had to be killed, and eventually Kamsa was killed. So Rajogunam is the biggest blockage, and that is one of the causes of the false ego in a person. So this false ego gets killed when Rajogunam is killed. And that is what is said here, that the killing this Rajogunam as Kamsa represents that when one studies those pastimes of Krishna, one automatically realizes that the strong effect of Rajogunam within oneself, and one should be able to help to understand that those demons should be killed before we go further in the spiritual life. Similarly, through the pastimes with Jarasandha, in Mathura pastimes, we have also seen how Jarasandha was killed later on. And similarly, Shishuvala was killed in Dwaraka. So all those three demons represents the three aspects. Kamsa represents Rajogunam, Jarasandha represents bodily concept of life, and finally Shishuvala represents the Eshanatrayam, or the three Eshanas within a person: desire for wealth, desire for fame, and desire for protecting, desire for looking after or attachment to one's own family life. So these three obstacles. Now, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's appearance is spoken in two different parts. If you have read Bhagavatam, you will notice it. The first part is appearance of Krishna. It runs into three long chapters, and after that we have two chapters talking about Krishna, the festival in Gokulam. In Gokulam, after Krishna has appeared. Krishnavadarolsava Sambramaspludam. That is Krishnavadara Maholsavam. After Krishna has appeared, the festival in Gokulam, what had happened. So in two parts, this Krishnavadaram, Krishna's appearance, is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is difficult now, we have so little time. It is difficult to go verse by verse through Bhagavatam because we haven't got so much time. But still, if we don't speak about Krishna's appearance, it's not very good. We'll be giving Krishna's appearance coming in the next week, due next week. Supreme Personality has no birth. That's the first thing to understand. There is no birth, there is no death. And in the Bhagavatam elsewhere, you will notice that for our benefit, Krishna has appeared. He appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, and he appeared as grew up in the family Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj, all for our benefit. By doing that, the conditioned soul will feel a relationship with Krishna. If Krishna hasn't appeared like this, there won't be any Janmashtami, will they? So Janmashtami is there because Krishna has appeared. It also gives us an opportunity to remember Krishna in that way and to glorify him. So in order to keep for our own spiritual development, Krishna has appeared in this world as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And the first part of appearance, right up to the point of appearance, is spoken in the first three chapters. First three chapters talks about Krishna's appearance. After that, two chapters talks about the festival in Gokulam, with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and all the other inhabitants of Gokulam how they celebrated Janmashtami. Today we celebrate also Janmashtami, but which is in a different way altogether. The way the first time when the gopis and the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, Rohini Devi and all the other personalities, how they celebrated Janmashtami, that's more important to us. Why is it more important? Because when Krishna appeared among them, the change that has happened and how their hearts were filled with joy simply by Krishna's presence, and that is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at one point, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who was also present there, he says he was not interested in watching Krishna's appearance. Rather, he was more interested in seeing the inhabitants of Gokulam, how they were enjoying Krishna's appearance. That is what has moved him. He stood there and watched everyone in Gokulam, how they were enjoying Krishna's appearance. If you look at the verses, the way Sukadeva Goswami spoke about Krishna's appearance in Gokulam, you will notice this. Sukadeva Goswami had no interest to go and see Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami's happiness was seeing all those who were present in Gokulam, how they were enjoying Krishna's appearance. And that is the most beautiful part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But anyway, before we talk about the appearance, let's see what was the background. After the churning of the milk ocean was over, in the end of Dwapara Yugam, what happened was that several of those personalities who were killed by Mahavishnu killed them, isn't it? They all reappeared again as different kings in the planet and different places. They appeared as different kings. At that time, they became so demoniac, these kings. And at one point, Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, was feeling the pressure from these kings. They were demoniac activities. So at that time, she decided she could not tolerate this anymore. She went to the demigods and approached them in the form of a cow and told them about her miseries, what she was experiencing. So Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi, and all the demigods together, they discussed the matter, and then they decided to go and see Lord Brahma, who is the creator. When they went to see Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma said, these demons are very peculiar demons, because generally when they were killed by Vishnu, they should get liberated. They should have gone back. But the fact that they have come back again shows that they are not easy to get rid of. So I'm not the right person. If Vishnu has tried and didn't work, Vishnu is supposed to maintain this world, isn't it? Brahma's duty is only to create. And Vishnu is supposed to maintain them. And if maintain this creation. So if Vishnu cannot do it, it has done it and it didn't happen, there is no point in me trying to do anything. Let us go and talk to Lord Shiva. After all, Shiva is the personality who is in charge of destruction. So they all go together to Lord Shiva and they spoke to Lord Shiva about it. So when they spoke to Lord Shiva thought about it for a while and told them that specifically this duty is not given to me. My duty is to destroy everything when the time is over, time is up. That means at the end of the total devastations. That is when I completely finish up everything. That is the Lord Shiva's special responsibility. But for this, I think we should go back to Vishnu and talk to him about this. So all the Trimurtis, are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, all met together along with Bhumi Devi and all the other demigods, and they discussed this matter. And it was then that Mahavishnu said, even after I have killed them, they have come back. Shows that someone else is needed here, some higher authority. So they discussed each other, and Mahavishnu advised them, let us approach the Supreme Personality In every universe there is Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. In every universe. But there is someone who is the proprietor of all the universes of the whole creation. In other words, millions and millions of universes. Brahma later on recognizes that in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? Vadabhyaroma virasyajadeya mahitvam. That means from whom all these millions of universes have come. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, let us approach him, says here. And how to approach Krishna, nobody knew about it. And it was then that in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned through the prayers of Purusha Suktam. And along when the Purusha Suktam prayers were spoken, or the demigods all together recited Purusha Suktam, and Mahavishnu told Brahma to perform what is known as Mahapurushanyasam. Mahapurushanyasam means that that assuming each part of Krishna's body as one's own body, and each limb of Krishna's body as one's own limb. In that way, if you chant Purusha Suktam prayers, but of course it requires that purity and perfection that Brahma was instructed to chant, in that case, the message will reach Goloka Vrindavanam in Krishna's abode. This was spoken by Vishnu. Mahavishnu said this to Lord Brahma. When Brahma heard that, Brahma performed Mahapurushanyasam with Purusha Suktam prayers, and the result was that immediately the message arrived in Goloka Vrindavanam. And there was a message, a phone call from there, from Golokam, that who is calling. And immediately Brahma didn't know what to answer, because there were so many universes. From where are we calling? That was the call from that side. And it was a female voice coming from one of the gopis from Golokam. So when the call came, Krishna wanted to know everything, what was going on. And the reply came from Brahma. Vishnu gave instructions to him. If you just tell them that we are calling from that particular universe whose shell was broken by Vamanamurti's toe. If you remember that story, Lord Vamana's appearance. Through Vamanamurti's toe, when the shell was broken, when Vamanamurti lifted his leg, it went and hit the coverage of the outer shell of the universe, which broke, and the Karanarnava Jalam, the water from the Karana ocean, came through this as Ganga River to us. So that universe where the shell was broken by Vamanamurti's lotus feet, it is from that universe we are calling, said Brahma. Brahma answered it like that. It was at that time, Te mogdhanila shalidugdha jalade tiram gada sangadaha. That they've all gone to the ocean of milk, and that is where all these things are happening. Te mogdhanila shalidugdha jalade tiram gada sangadaha. They are assembled there, and all these prayers were performed there. And when Krishna heard that these beautiful prayers come, prayers, Purusha Suktam prayers were from Lord Brahma, Krishna's beautiful sound, beautiful voice came from there. And he says there, Janam jina jalamaham divishadam bhumeshcha bhimer nripair starkshebhaya bhavami yadavakule soham samagralpmanaha. That I have heard Janam jina vaha, janam jina dashamaham. I know everything what is going on there, Krishna says from Golokam. The answer from Krishna to Brahma. I know everything what is going on there. Therefore I have decided, Tarcheva vaya bhavami yadava kule soham samagralpana. Therefore I have decided to come down myself. Yadava kule soham samagralpana. That I am coming with all my paripurna avadaram, complete, all attributes. Krishna has decided to come. That is why Krishna is considered the complete in all aspects. And it, in other words, it was not like the fish, malsyam, kurmam, varaham, narsimham, vamanam, parashuramam. Not like that, but a complete incarnation, complete appearance of Krishna himself. With all his potencies, Krishna has decided to come. And that is what Krishna has informed Brahma, that I have decided to come like this. And when they heard that, everyone congratulated whom? Bhumi Devi. Mother Earth was congratulated. Why? She could not control herself with the joy that Krishna was going to come and walk on her chest in this world. So naturally Mother Earth was in absolute bliss by hearing this. Everyone congratulated Mother Earth for her good fortune of having been able to receive Krishna. And Krishna was going to spend some time here in this earthly planet. This is the first stage, first part of that. Then Krishna also invited everybody to join him. All the demigods were invited, all the apsaras women were invited, and many other great personalities. They were all told that you are all invited to come and join me if you want to associate with me. And that is why you find in the Krishna's pastimes, many great personalities had come. Krishna has invited them. So, with that invitation, that first scene finishes there. Now we move on to Mathurapuri, another next scene. What is happening in Mathura? In Mathurapuri, there Vasudev married Devaki Devi. And it was a his marriage was celebrated in a big level. Royal family wedding, royal wedding, isn't it? So, royal wedding means it was done with all pomp and glory. Everything was performed so well. And after that, the marriage was over, and then our Kamsa, who was Devaki's brother, Kamsa decided, just to show his affection to Devaki, he decided to drive the chariot to take them to the husband's home. The Varagraha Pravesham, or to the entering into the family of the husband. So Vasudev had to go with Devaki Devi, and Kamsa was driving the chariot. When he was driving the chariot, Vasudev was sitting there, Devaki Devi was sitting there, and Kamsa was driving the chariot. And it was at that time, suddenly there was a ashariri, or the voice from the sky. What did this voice say? It said, the wicked Kamsa, the eighth child will be born from Devaki Devi, will kill you. And when this voice came from the sky, that the eighth birth, the baby who is born from as the eighth child, will kill you. And with this, Kamsa immediately got very upset. Stopped the chariot, pulled his sword, and held Devaki's hair, and wanted to kill her at that point. So it was a very difficult situation for Vasudev. First day after the marriage, and Devaki Devi has been handed over to Vasudev to provide all protection. And straight away this happened, within a few hours. And Vasudev did not know how to deal with the situation. He was in shock. But Vasudev was worshipping Mahavishnu at home, in the four-handed form. And Vasudev prayed to Vishnu at that time to give him the guidance, how to deal with that situation. So it was in that Vasudev is a personality who is very courageous and bold. In the Bhagavatam it comes like that later about him, that Vasudev says to Kamsa that, my dear king, Vasudev's understanding was like this. He says to Kamsa, my dear king, what is the necessity to kill Devaki Devi now? After all, he started providing logic to Kamsa. Where is the guarantee that Devaki Devi is going to have children, first of all? Number one. Secondly, where is the guarantee that you will be alive at that time, by the time Devaki has eight children? So, all these probabilities are there, that it is not guaranteed. Although it is spoken like this, where is the guarantee that these things will happen? First of all, we don't know whether Devaki will have children. Devaki will have children. Secondly, she has to have eight children. The eighth child is going to kill you, isn't it? That was the thing. But, so, and plus, if you do anything to Devaki Devi, first of all, she is a woman, your sister. And if you do anything to her, it is not going to make your name will not be, you will not be glorified in this world very much. So in other words, indirectly Vasudev told Kamsa that people will not speak very high of you if you act in this way. When Kamsa heard all these things, then Kamsa started thinking, why should I kill Devaki? He gave up his intentions of killing Devaki. And then they go and to the house of Vasudev, and they enter into the house. And before they did that, Kamsa showed his sword to Vasudev and told Vasudev to touch the sword and give the guarantee that he will deliver all the children when they appear for Devaki Devi. One after the other, bring them and present it to Kamsa. And Kamsa had good faith in Vasudev. Kamsa knew that Vasudev was an honest person and he will keep his word. So with all these guarantees, Kamsa decided to leave them alone at this time. And when they went back to the palace, Vasudev knew that Kamsa is a demon. And demon means what? You can never trust them. Demons, you don't trust them. That's a demonic nature. They will say one thing and behind that there will be something else going on. And they'll say one thing now and they can change their mind the next moment. They don't respect their words. These are demonic nature. So here, Kamsa's nature was well known to Vasudev and Devaki, so particularly Vasudev. So Vasudev decided, whatever it may be, completely depending on Krishna's shelter, when the first baby was born, Vasudev took the baby to Kamsa. And Kamsa never expected this to happen. Kamsa thought that Vasudev will make some excuses. But seeing Vasudev's honesty, Kamsa was very impressed. Not only was he impressed, he decided not to kill the baby. And he told Vasudev, it's only the eighth child who is going to cause me problems, isn't it? The first child is not a trouble, so please take him back. Saying this, he returned the baby back to Kamsa again, to Vasudev. Vasudev took the baby and went back. There was one person who was observing all these things very privately, who is engineering everything, Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi saw this incident and he was not invited for Krishna's appearance. That was the sad thing. Narada Maharshi was not at all invited during the appearance time. So Sri Narada Maharshi thought, they have not invited me, so what is the best thing to do? Get involved in everything. Isn't it? If that's what normally people do, when you not invite somebody, what they'll do is, they'll get involved in everything. And from beginning to end, they'll become the important person. Everything. So Sridharada Maharshi decided, when Kamsa spoke like this to Vasudev about the child, not to kill the first child and return it now, immediately Narada Maharshi went to Goloka Vrindavanam to see what's going on there. When he went there, what he saw there was, Krishna was talking to Radharani, saying to Radharani that I had planned to go and finish this Kamsa because Bhumidevi has been complaining, but I think his mind is changing. Kamsa is getting better now. He's getting he's becoming a gentleman now. He's changing. So I have decided not to go now. The appearance has been postponed. Krishna's avataram or appearance has been postponed for indefinitely, he said. Narada Maharshi heard all these things from outside the window. He heard all this, what was going on, the conversation between Krishna and Radharani. Straight away came to Kamsa. Flew from Golokam to Mathura. Went to Kamsa and told Kamsa like this, Kamsa, do you know who you are? Kamsa says, no. Then I'll tell you who you are. You are that great personality, Kalanemi. Have you heard of him? This Kalanemi was Kamsa's previous appearance. When the churning of the milk ocean happened, if you remember, the Devas and the Asuras, in two groups, they fought there. A big Devasura war happened. And during that war, Mahabali and his men, one side, Indra and his men on the other side. So in Mahabali's side, Kalanemi was a big leader. And Kamsa is the next appearance of Kalanemi in Mathura at this time. So Kamsa was told, and he was reminded of his past as Kalanemi, and Kamsa immediately got back the memory of as Kalanemi's life, when they all hated Mohini Murthy as Krishna came as Mohini Murthy and stole the nectar from them and distributed to the demigods, isn't it? In the churning of the milk ocean pastimes. So all that things came up to Kamsa's mind, and Kamsa realized that Krishna has planned to finish him up, to kill him. So he thought, the fear developed inside very strongly in Kamsa's mind. This fear started developing. Narada Maharshi wanted Kamsa to know that he was Kalanemi. Narada Maharshi also told Kamsa that Mahavishnu has decided to come. Vishnu is coming. And when he comes, you won't know about him. He can say so many things, he said, that the eighth child will kill you. That is, of course, what was spoken. That is the Ashariri, isn't it? The voice from the sky has spoken like that. Narada Maharshi confused Kamsa with all sorts of arguments and told Kamsa that you will never be able to find out Krishna, Vishnu, unless you are very agile and alert about what is happening within your own country. Where Krishna is appearing, how do you know? In which form is going to appear? And he told Kamsa about how Krishna can appear even from a wall, from the floor, in the case of Narasimha Murthy, how he has appeared. So, as soon as Narada Maharshi told all these things to Kamsa, Kamsa became very frightened. Kamsa became very frightened. Because out of that fear, that he decided now straight away to take action. Earlier he left all the children free, all the children which were born from Devaki Devi, he left them free. Now, after hearing from Sri Narada Maharshi, Kamsa's attitude completely changed. Kamsa decided, I have to take action now, because Narada Maharshi tells me that Vishnu can cheat you. How he will appear, where he will appear, which form he will appear, nothing is known to us. But Ashariri from the sky has said that he is going to appear, and the eighth child of Devaki Devi, the first thing is, we could be confused sometimes when you count this eighth. Where you start from? 1, 2, 3. From whom do you start to count? Who is the first, who is the second, like that? So he thought that even the counting should not go wrong. The best thing to do is to kill all the six. All the six who has appeared by now. So Kamsa took that decision and told Vasudev and Devaki to send all their children to Kamsa. So all the six children were sent to Kamsa, and Kamsa killed all of them, one after the other, to save himself. To save himself. He killed all six of them. Not only that, he took Vasudev and Devaki and put them in the prison and chained them. That was the next thing. He had to be more cautious, isn't it? The demoniac nature. So when Kamsa did all these things, Narada Maharshi went back to Golokam to check out what's going on there now. When he went there, he heard the conversation again between Radharani and Krishna. Krishna says to Radharani, I can't wait, I'm in a rush, he says. Because what I thought about Kamsa before is not true. Kamsa has changed his mind, as I expected. Kamsa has changed his mind, I'm in a rush. Called Yogamaya straight away and told her that Sangarshana Murthy, Balaram, has gone in, has appeared as the seventh child. I've already sent him there, he's already there. Adishesha has already gone there. And so instructed Yogamaya to transfer from the womb of Devaki Devi this birth of Adishesha as Balaram, Sangarshana Murthy. So Sankarshana's Bijam, or Sangarshana Murthy's life was transferred from Devaki Devi's womb to Rohini Devi's womb on instructions from Krishna by Yogamaya Devi. Imagine that they were able to do such things in those days, that Yogamaya could perform such an activity, that they could transfer. she could transfer Sankarshanamurti Balaram from Devaki Devi's womb to Rohini Devi's womb. Even Balaram was not aware what was happening. This is how it's spoken, that Balaram even didn't know that he was being transferred from Rohini's womb to, from Devaki's womb to Rohini Devi's womb. So this has happened in between. And then Krishna says to Yogamaya, now you should go and take birth among the cowherd boys and cowherd men in Gokulam. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi's family, you should go and take birth. And after I have appeared and as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, I will be transferred there and you will be brought back to the prison. So naturally Krishna has the clear plans with Yogamaya together how to execute the appearance in this world. So when all these things were planned, nobody was aware except Krishna and Yogamaya what was happening. Even Lord Balaram didn't know what was going on. So Yogamaya was sent to Nanda Yashoda Devi's house, and she appeared there, and Krishna decided to appear in the prison in Vasudeva and Devaki's house. Then, and when Krishna was appearing in the house of Vasudeva and Devaki, then Narada Maharshi immediately Narada Maharshi immediately came back to Gokulam to see the appearance. Narada Maharshi Narada Maharshi knew what was going on, and therefore he was preparing himself for the Janmashtami, Ashtami day, and the Rohini, the star. Two things combined together, that was the day this appearance happened. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look at it, it will say there are six important verses talking about the appearance. If you look into the third chapter, you will see there. And in this, how Krishna's appearance was happening in this world, and how the world was preparing to receive Krishna here. Shri Shuka Uvacha Atha Sarva Guno Peda Kala Paramashobhana Yarhe Vajana Janmarksham Shandarksham Grahadaragam Dishaprasedurgaganam Nirmaludganodayam Mahimangala Bhuyishta Puragrama Vrajagaraham Nadya Prasanna Salila Hradajalaruhashriyaha Vijali Kula Sannada Stabaga Vanarajayaham Vavavvayu Sukha Sparsha Punyagandhavaha Shuji Agnayascha Dvijadinam Shandastatra Samindhadam Manasyam San Prasannani Sadhunam Asuradruham Jayamane Jan Ajane Tasmin Nedur Dundubhayo Divi Jugukinaragandharva Stushtuva Siddha Jaranaha Vidhadharyascha Nanradu Apsaryobhi Samam Mudatadam Mumujurmanayo deva sumanamsis mudanvidaha mandam mandam jaladara jagarajuranusagaram. So these three, seven verses now in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the third chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is telling us how the world was preparing to receive Krishna's presence in this world, Krishna's arrival in this world. First thing he says here, Atha Sarva Guno Beda Kala Paramashobhanam. First thing, although it was a rainy season, still the sky was clear. And initially the Sarva Guno Beda Kalam. Kala means the time personified himself is coming. Time personified himself is coming. So naturally they have to respect Krishna's arrival. So everything was adjusted accordingly. Paramashobhanam Erhe Vajana Janmaksham Shandaksha Grahadaragam. All the planets' position were adjusted in such a way that the Rohini star decided to be present at that time, and also all the other 26 stars were present, and at the same time Shandaksham Grahadaragam, they were all positioned in such a way. They were present in their most auspicious positions. According to the astrological calculations, they were in the most auspicious positions. Yarhe vajana janmarsham shandakshagraha dharagam ദിശ പ്രസേദുർഗമനം നിർമ്മൽ ഗഗനം നിർമ്മലോട് ഗണോദയം. Then all different directions became very pleasing in appearance, and the sky was filled with full of stars. In addition to that, the earthly planet also, all with all its villages and towns, everything looked very opulent in all areas, and everyone felt extreme happiness within themselves. Mahimangala bhuishta puragrama prajagara നദ്യപ്രസന്ന സലില ഹൃദാ ജലരുഹശ്രിയ ദ്വിജോളി കുലസന്നാദ സ്തഭക വനരാജയ. ഓൾ ദ റിവേഴ്സ് വർ ഫ്ലോയിങ് വെരി പീസ്ഫുള്ളി വിത്ത് പ്ലെന്റി ഓഫ് വാട്ടർ, ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദ ലേക്സ് ആൻഡ് ടാങ്ക്സ് ആൻഡ് എവറിഥിങ് വെർ ഫുള്ളി ഫിൽഡ് വിത്ത് ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ്, ലോട്ടസ് ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾ അതർ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ്. ദ ഫോറസ്റ്റ് വെർ ഫിൽഡ് വിത്ത് ഇൻടോക്സിക്കേറ്റഡ് വിത്ത് ദി ഹണി. All the bees and the birds, they were enjoying the atmosphere, and full of flowers and plants and trees were with all the with all their fruits, they all looked very opulent. Vavavai sukha sparsha punya gandhavah shuchi, that the air at that time was the breeze was very pleasing to everyone, and it was purifying everywhere. And at the same time, the brahmanas were performing sacrifices. The fire from their sacrifices were indicating that everything was happening in a very auspicious way. The ahaviniya vani, that means the fire that originates from the sacrifice, from the brahmana sacrifices. The direction in which it flow indicates how the sacrifice is going very well or not. So that also gave the indication to the brahmanas that something auspicious is going to happen. Agnayaschadvijadinam shandastatra samindhanam, the fire was burning very well. Manamsyasan prasannani sadhunam asuradruham jayamane ajane tasmin nedurdundvayodivim. While this was happening, all the demons, beginning from Kamsa onwards, all the other demons, they were very disturbed at the same time. And on the other hand, all the devotees and all the pious people who lived there at that time, they felt very great happiness within themselves. Tasmin ajana jayamani dvidundvayanidhum. Then when Krishna's time, appearance time was going to happen, by the time Krishna was going to appear, immediately all the, in the heavenly planets, they were playing all the drums and the instruments from the heavenly planets, they were playing for Krishna's appearance, preparing themselves. Jago kinara gandharvas tushtavo siddhacharanah vidyadharyascha nandrudo apsarovi samantadah. That kinaras, gandharvas, they are all into music, and they started singing and dancing. And siddhas and charanas, they started glorifying the Supreme Lord. And vidyadharis and the apsaras women, they started dancing along with the music. മുമുജുർമനയോ ദേവ സുമനാംസി ഉദാൻവിദാഹ മന്ദം മന്ദം ജലധര ജഗർജനുസാഗരം. അറ്റ് ദ സെയിം ടൈം ദ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സേജസ് ആൻഡ് ദ ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് ദേ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഷവറിംഗ് ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ജലധര അനുസാഗരം മന്ദം മന്ദം ജഗർജു. ഓൾ ദി ക്ലൗഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദ സ്കൈ ഹൂസ് അപ്പിയേർഡ് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം ദേ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ക്രിയേറ്റിംഗ് തണ്ടർ ഇൻ ദ സ്കൈ along with the although the situation at that time, if you have looked at the sky, it was not a normal situation. Although it was dark, clouds were present there, but still the moon was shining, and the moon even felt that I should appear. It was an Ashtami day. Ashtami day means the eighth day. That means the moon was not full with her it's not a full circle moon, but moon decided it won't look very nice if I present myself half bodied. So he decided to present himself in full to celebrate Krishna's appearance. So that was another thing what was happening. Similarly, the presence of all the stars and the moon, everything made the appearance looks very impressive, and all the people there who were present there, they were engaged in the devotees were chanting the holy name, expecting Krishna's appearance any time. They all had felt some great peace within themselves. Krishna can change everyone's heart when it is required. When we are feeling disturbed, also we have to take it that Krishna is giving us, disturbing us due to our own sinful activities. But when Krishna was present like this among the devotees felt extreme pleasure, extreme happiness within themselves by hearing the by knowing about Krishna's coming to the world. So it was then that Krishna's appearance is spoken. That moon was thinking in the prison house, Devaki Devi and Vasudeva was imprisoned in the jail, isn't it? They were in the jail. And our Kamsa, who was so wicked and cruel, he has not even provided a lamp inside. So at that time moon thought, it is my duty to give the light for the couple, for Vasudeva and Devaki. So they were also feeling the wickedness and the cruelty of Kamsa very much. So it was at that time, Nishidhe Tamavulbhude Jayamane Janardane Devakyam Devarubinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya Avirasil Yadha Pracha Dishindirivabushkalam. That is the verses referring to appearance. Then Nishidhe Tama Ulbhude Jayamane Janardane. Then in that middle of that night, by then about it is almost midnight, just past midnight, Jayamane Janardane, Krishna appeared, giving pleasure to everyone. Devakyam Devarubinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya. Devaki Devi, in whose heart everyone is present. Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya. That words are very significant. What Sudeva Goswami has used there. That in Sarvaguhashaya means in everyone's heart, it's a guha, isn't it? It's a cave. It is in that cave, Super Soul is present in everyone, as Vishnu is present there. So that is why it is mentioned, Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya, he is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. He appeared, Devakyam Devarubinyam. He appeared in that form, in the four-handed form, and first appeared through Vasudev, and the transfer from Vasudev to Devaki's heart, and after that transfer, Vasudev Krishna appeared as a four-handed form. Four-handed form. Devakyam Devarubinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya Avirasil Yadha Prachyam Dishindurivagushkalam. That just like the moon rises in the east, Krishna has appeared, Avirasil Yadha Prachyam Dishindurivagushkalam. That Krishna appeared just like the moon rises in the east. Krishna appeared from Devaki Devi at that time. Krishna appeared like that from Devaki Devi at that time. And when this appearance happened, Sukadeva Goswami talks about that as he felt about this appearance. That is what you find in the next two verses. By now, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and all the other great, great personalities, they had come to witness the appearance. Brahma entered into Rohini and Shiva entered into Ashtami. And they were all present there to witness this appearance of Krishna, the Supreme Personality. So at that time, the appearance was to be spoken. Sudeva Goswami uses two verses to discuss the appearance. That he says there, Tamalbudam Balagam Ambujekshanam Chadurbujam Shangagadarudhayudam Srivalsavaksham Galashobigaustubam Pidambaram Sandravayodasaubhagam Maharhavaidurikiridagundalam Dushwaparishwapta Sahasrakundalam Uddhamakanjangadakanganadivir Virojamanam Vasudeva Maikshadam. What happened? How the appearance happened, he says. Well, Srivadeva Goswami could say only one thing, only one word. He kept on saying this, Albudam, Albudam. Tam Albudam Balakam Ambujayakshanam. The first thing when Srivadeva Goswami saw this appearance, the first thing he spoke about was, what did he say about this? The first thing what Srivadeva Goswami noticed was Krishna's eyes. That eye, the attraction of that eye, From the very beginning, first thing Sukadeva Goswami spoke about that. Albhudam, he says, wonder. Tam albhudam balagam, that form, a small boy's form, four-handed Vishnu has appeared, in like a little boy. Tam albhudam, another wonder, he says, ambujekshanam, that eyes of Krishna at that time. That was the beauty of that, those eyes. And when Krishna started moving those eyes, the whole world was mesmerized by the beauty of that eyes. These eyes have done a lot of trouble to so many people later. If you think about Krishna's eyes, at different times how it has done different things. Throughout his Vrindavanam pastimes, the gopis were carried away by those eyes. Throughout the pastimes in Dwaraka, Rukmini Devi, Satyabhama onwards, all the other 16,108 wives, they were influenced by these eyes. In Mahabharata war, with the same eyes, all the Kaurava's army was destroyed. Remember that in the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning itself, just by looking at them through those eyes, Krishna pulled away all their lifespan in one lot. There was nothing more to be killed after that. He told Arjuna that, isn't it? And who knew this? Bhishma knew this, that the war is over, actually. And who was responsible for that? These eyes of Krishna's eyes. So these eyes are well known throughout. Krishna's eyes are spoken in so many places, in so many ways about Krishna's eyes. It's so well known. That's why, first thing, Sudeva Goswami, before glorifying any other part of the body or the anything, he says, Tam albhudam, such a wonderful thing. What? To see the eyes of Krishna. Balagam ambujayakshanam, Krishna's eyes, beautiful eyes, he says that. Chadurbhujam shangagatha aryudhayudam, then the four-handed form, four arms with weapons. And shangha, gada, all that. Gada aryudhayudam, then Sri Valsa Lakshmam galasho bhikaustubham. Sri Valsa, the mark which was come to the chest due to the mercy from Bhrigu Maharshi. If you remember that past times in the 10th canto, Bhrigu Maharshi wanted once to find out who is the most tolerant person among the Trimurtis, among Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. That past time is discussed there. And they found out when he went to Vaikuntham, he kicked on Mahavishnu's chest and that remained as a mark forever. That is Sri Valsam. That mark was there on the chest of Mahavishnu. So, Tam albhudam balagam ambuje ekshanam chadurbhujam shangagatha aryudhayudam Sri Valsa Lakshmam valashobhi kaustubham, and the kaustubha jewel which Krishna acquired after churning the ocean of milk, which was presented to him by all the demons and the demigods together. When the churning milk ocean was churned, several things came out from there. Uchaishravas, Parijadam, Apsaras women, Mahalakshmi, and so many things. Along with that, Kaustubham also came. When Kaustubham came up, they thought who should be given this to. Demigods wanted it. The demons also wanted it. Krishna didn't want it. He was staying far away. But eventually it was decided among themselves that the only person who is qualified to wear this is Krishna. So they took everything and handed over the Kaustubham to Mahavishnu. And he started wearing this. So Sri Valsam and Kaustubham, Albudam. Tam albhudam balagam ambujekshanam chaturbhujam shangagada aryudhayudam Sri Valsavaksham galashobhika ustubam Pidambaram sandribayoda saubhagam. Pidambaram, the yellow garment of Mahavishnu, wearing that yellow garment. Maharhavaidurya kirida kundalam Dishwaparishvakta sahasrakundalam Uddhama kanjangada kanganadevir virajamanam Vasudeva maikshadam. And at that time, he says here, the kiridam, the crown and kundalam, the eardrops, everything what Mahavishnu was wearing. Vishnu's form, if you look closely, you will see that although in the form Vishnu is very much the dressed like, more like a female, like the sometimes these earrings you see and so many garlands what he wears. So that is why it was not difficult for Mahavishnu to take the form of Mohini Murthy in the pastimes of churning the milk ocean. So anyway, Maharhavaidu Irekirida Kundalam, Dishwabarishvakta Sahasra Kundalam, and the hair which was very freely left behind, Uddhama Kanjangada Kanganadhi Biro Vajamanam Vasudeva Maikshadam, and in that four-handed form with this with the bangles on the hands and on the forearm on both sides. Viryajamanam Vasudeva Maikshada. Vasudev saw this form of Vishnu, and seeing that form he was in ecstasy. Vasudev felt the presence. Krishna's, you will see if you study Srimad Bhagavatam carefully, you will notice what happened to Vasudev. We mentioned that before. When Vasudev, Krishna at that point, Vasudev a realized state for some time. Vasudev was in a realized state. And in that realized consciousness, Vasudev glorified Krishna. Vasudev glorified Krishna. And that is why the glorification of Vasudev and Devaki Devi in the person, glorifying Krishna, is a highly highly accomplished or highly advanced devotee's prayers. In order to understand those prayers, one has to understand the consciousness of Vasudev and Devaki when they glorified Krishna. That prayer is not ordinary prayers. The prayers were not ordinary prayers, like the ordinary people glorify Krishna. We don't even know how to glorify Krishna. But Vasudev and Devaki glorified Krishna in a very celebrated way, and that you can read in the Bhagavatam in that chapter. That's one. Secondly, at the time of the appearance, before appearance happened, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, they all came to glorify Krishna. And their prayers is also known, very well known in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Garbhastuti, the prayers from Lord Brahma and the demigods inside the prison, glorifying Krishna. So there were several prayers which were recited in the prison before Krishna's appearance. But Garbhastuti is very important because Lord Brahma's prayers began as glorifying Krishna in one way and it ended up in another way. The beginning started glorifying Krishna as the absolute truth, supreme Brahman, in that way. But Krishna has no interest to hear about that. Krishna was saying, I had come to hear how the devotees will glorify me. Sensing that, Brahma switched on from the way he prayed prayers. He changed everything and started glorifying Krishna in a different way. So all these things you can see, observe yourself if you read those prayers in the Bhagavadam, in the 10th canto. So, after all this, Mahavishnu form moved away from Vasudev's heart to Devaki's heart. And Devaki started experiencing Krishna's presence inside. Initially, Vasudev was experiencing. That time, Vasudev mentioned to Devaki Devi that I am experiencing something different, which I have not experienced before. Devaki Devi said to Vasudev, I am not experiencing that. So it was at that time, on Vasudev's request, Krishna moved on to Devaki Devi's body. And when he moved on to Devaki Devi's body, Devaki Devi also felt Krishna's presence within herself. And in this four-handed form, he started seeing Krishna there. In this four-handed form. So, this four-handed form appearance there, Devaki Devi did not know what to say. If you see suddenly a person with the four hands, what will you say? So, the same confusion, everything for Devaki Devi also experienced. So it was then that Devaki Devi spoke to Vishnu that if you stand like this in front of me, I'm going to be in trouble. Because soon she was very conscious that Kamsa has deputed the servants to stand outside to watch what's going on. The moment Devaki Devi gives birth to anyone, immediately the matter will be reported, or in the presence of someone inside will be reported to Kamsa. And Kamsa will arrive, and that means I will be in serious trouble. This was Devaki Devi's mood at that time. So Devaki Devi says to Vishnu, Ma Durgira Dhadidama Anushabala Vesham, instead of showing all these forms to me, will you lie here like a baby? That was the request from Devaki Devi. Ma Durgira Dhadidama Anushabala Vesham. Just like a little boy, Krishna immediately, Vishnu form transformed into a little boy, Krishna's form, into the little boy as Krishna's form. So between Vasudev and Devaki, when they saw this little boy, Krishna, in that form, immediately the parental affection started flowing. All Krishna's creation within. Krishna is created. That later on, these questions will come up. Parikshit Maharaj asking that Sudeva Goswami the same question. That in order to keep this creation going in this world, yaya srishti pravartade, for the sake of creation to go on, Krishna creates that parental feeling among the parents, attachment to the child, so that the process works well. Similarly, attachment to the children also, affection to the parents in the same way, it's created by Krishna's arrangement. Otherwise, how come from nowhere you have come suddenly, somebody has appeared in the family, attachment builds up, then the birthday party starts after that, all those things happens one after the other. And so much sacrifice the parents make for the children also reciprocate in the same way to the parents. So where did this affection come suddenly? Yaya srishti pravartade. Sukadeva Goswami was asked this question by Parikshit. How did all these things happen? Like this. And he says, yeah, that is how srishti goes on. Creation goes on in this world, and this is a part of that creation process. Yaya srishti pravartade. So when all these things happened, Devi Devi wanted to feed Krishna. That was the first offering to Krishna, the milk, breast milk. Devi Devi's good fortune to make the first offering to Krishna. After that, in so many temples, in so many places, people are offering to Krishna. But the good fortune, what Devi Devi had that night, no one else had. And therefore, she was glorified. Sudeva Goswami talks about her, Devaki's beauty. While present there, Krishna said to Devaki Devi and Vasudev a few things. That after my appearance, you are frightened now. Don't be frightened about this. Because, Yadi kamsa albibeshitva tarhimam gogulamnaya tanmayamaneyamashu yashoda garbasambhava. If you are frightened about my presence here, take me to Gokulam and Tanmayamaneyama Ashu Yashoda Garba Sambhava. Leave me there and bring the child which is born there for Yashoda Devi, bring her back here and stay here, and everything will be okay. Everything will be taken care of. This was the instructions from Krishna. Krishna started speaking to them. So when Krishna said all these things to Vasudeva and Devaki, their fear slowly gone away, because they were very frightened to have this baby in the prison as their own child, and at the same time frightened of Kamsa. Any moment Kamsa can come. And if the baby cry and make any noise, the Kamsa servants were standing outside ready to take the child away from there and inform Kamsa about it. So all this fear was going through their mind. It was then that the incident happened there. What happened was, at this point in time, Krishna spoke to a few things to Vasudeva and Devaki. One thing, to take him to Gokulam, where he will be cared for, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and on return they can bring back Yashoda, Yogamaya, who was present there and in the house of Nanda Maharaj, back to the prison. And apart from that, he also said, you are actually revealed to Vasudeva and Devaki who their original identity. As Prishni Garbha, I was your son in your first life. That means Sutapas, you were Sutapas and she was Prishni. Yashoda Devaki Devi was Prishni and Vasudeva was Sutapas. And I was your son. You performed intense penances and wanted me to appear as your child. Three times you have prayed and three times I have appeared. This is the third time. First time as Prishni Garbha, Sutapas and Prishni's child. Then in the second birth you have appeared as Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi, I came as Vamanamurti. Now in the third time you have come as Vasudeva and Devaki, and now I am here as Krishna or Vasudeva, I have come here. So reveal to them their three identity in three words before, and told them to act sensefully. And also told them an important thing: you should look after me as your child, show your affection, everything. But at the same time, you should also know who I am. Not to think completely carried away by your parental feelings and stay in that level. On the other hand, you should also think about me as the supreme truth. But unfortunately, that didn't happen for a very, very long time. We will see that later on in the Ekadasha Skandam. But here, when these things happened that evening, that night, all this information what happened, what was happening within the prison, Kamsa was not aware of all these things. These things were shown to Vilumangalam by Krishna. Krishna showed all these things to Vilumangalam in his dreams, how these things happened. Vilumangalam wrote it down, everything in Krishna Karanamritam, explaining how Krishna appeared. And in Vilumangalam's explanation, Vilumangalam said like this, that Vilumangalam was saying there that Krishna, after appearance, Vilumangalam's explanation was, Krishna appeared full of jewelry, everything, crown, but no clothes on. Atyanda bala madasi kusuma pragasham digvasasam kanagabhushana bhushidangam visrastakesham arunadharam ayadaksham krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. This is a verse in the Krishna Karnamritam about Krishna's appearance. He says there, Atyanda balam, a very, very small boy. Atasi kusuma pragasham, atasi flowers, it's a peculiar kind of flowers, and they are very bright, and that color was Krishna's color at that time. Digvasasam, fully naked, but at the same time, kanaga bhushana bhushidangam, full of jewelry, gold jewels everywhere, throughout the body. Visrastakesham, all the hair was completely loose, and arunadharam ayadaksham, that reddish lips and the beautiful eyes. Vilumangalam also did not forget about Krishna's eyes to mention. That fascination or that beauty of those eyes Vilumangalam noticed, as well as Sukadeva Goswami. So he said, Visrastagesham Arunadharam Ayadaksham. With all this, Krishnam Namami. To that Supreme Personality, Krishna, I pay my respectful obeisances, Manasa, Vasudeva Sunam, that Vasudeva Sunam, Vasudeva's son, Krishna, I respectfully pay my obeisances. This is what was shown to Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam wrote this. And when he wrote this, Krishna asked Vilumangalam, you don't know anything about me, he said. Krishna says to Vilumangalam, you don't know anything about me. Who on earth will believe that a child has appeared here, full of jewelry and gold and everything on the body, but no clothes on? How can this be possible? Vilumangalam said to Krishna, that you can say anything to me now. You have shown this to me, I have seen this. And I don't want to change it because that's how I have seen it. So if it is like that, let it be so, Krishna says to Vilumangalam. And that is how that verse in the Vilumangalam's Karanamritam is well known. Atyanda bala madasi kusuma pragasham digvasasam kanagabhushana bhushidangam visrastakesham arunadharamayadaksham krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. 5,000 years ago all these things happened. Later on Vilumangalam got to see Krishna's appearance like this. Today, after so many thousands of years, we are sitting here and talking about Krishna's appearance. And our prayers to Krishna is also that just like Krishna has been kind to Vilumangalam to remember Krishna in that way, in that appearance, Krishna gives us also the same ability to remember Krishna's appearance on that day. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. In that way, you will see there Krishna's appearance spoken in the Bhagavadam. It is after this that, as you know this story, I don't have to say, that Vasudev took Krishna from there. And as soon as at that time Vasudev remembered that I am already chained, as soon as Krishna took the baby, Vasudev took the baby in the hand, immediately the chain all got dismantled on its own. on dismantled on its own. Then Vasudev thought, the doors are locked, how am I going to get out? There were two terrorists standing there, tough. They were standing there outside, ready, always keeping a close watch on the situation. Vasudev thought, how am I going to get out of this prison house? As soon as he came out, he noticed that they were both sleeping. They were both sleeping. Holding the spears in the hand, they were standing outside and they were sleeping. And they were in deep sleep. Not only in Jagrat or Sapnam, but in Sushupti. Standing in Sushupti. And in that deep sleep, they didn't know anything what was going on. And Vasudev thought, how will I get out? Immediately the doors opened. So everything happened. And who did this? Bhagavatam says like that, Sa yogamaya jani nandajayaya. She who has appeared in Gokulam from then onwards, from there onwards, right up to this prison house of Vasudev and Devaki, her potency has spread. From there, she started acting to this way. From the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, that potency of Yogamaya started spreading all over and right up to this place where Vasudev and Devaki were present there. So, Sa Yogamaya Jani Nandajayaya. Nandajayaya, Nanda's daughter, Nanda Maharaj's daughter this has happened. And then what do we find? That then you know what happened? That Vasudev had to carry, Krishna started going in that night and there was complete darkness. There was no light, it was dark. And it has also started raining. It was raining. Vasudev thought, how am I going to go through in this rain? It was then that when Vasudev came out with the baby, Vasudev folded his uttariyam, the second cloth, into four and kept Krishna in that. And with the one hand he carried Krishna's head from the back and with the other hand had the bottom closing close to the chest. He held Krishna, the little baby Krishna. And that is how Vasudev is walking. While walking, Vasudev was fearful of the heavy rain, which he could hear from the far away. But there was no rain anywhere near where Vasudev, in Vasudev's route. How did this happen? Sheshena bhuni bhanivari davari rena swairam pradarshidapato mani divideena. That Adishesha Bhagavan or Mahavishnu's Adishesha, the bed, he has appeared few days before and knowing very well the master has come, he has decided to open that hood a little bit, not too much, a little bit. If it opens whole thing, then the whole universe will be covered. So he didn't want that, a little bit he has opened. Sheshena bhuri bharivani davaridana swairam pradarshinapadho manidivideena. And the jewel in Adishesha's head was actually giving the light for Vasudev to walk through to Gokulam. That is how it is mentioned there. That Adishesha Bhagavan also was preparing for Krishna's arrival. So, Sheshena Bhuri Manivarida Varinada Swairam Padarshinapadho Manidivideena. That the light from the jewels on Adishesha's hoods, they were capable of giving sufficient light for showing the way to Vasudev. So Vasudev started his journey in that way. Bhuri Bhanavarida Varinada Swairam Pradarshidapadho Manidivideena. That Swairam Pradarshidapadho, it was showing the way very clear to him because of the light from the jewel. And with that light, he started moving. When he reaches the Yamuna river, he was thinking how to cross Yamuna river. Yamuna river on that night was fully flowing with water. But that particular night, Yamuna, when she saw, she was intelligent. When she saw Vasudev was coming with Krishna, immediately she gave way to Krishna, to Vasudev to go through with Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, while explaining this, Sukadeva Goswami says like this, that Yamuna's mood at that time, Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. How? Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. Yamuna Devi noticed who has come. Who has come? Earlier, my husband, who is the ocean? Who is the ocean? All the rivers are considered to be the wives of the ocean. That's why they are all rushing back to the husband. That is the general explanation to that. Margam dadhaurin sindhuriva shriyapade. My husband Sindhu, or the ocean, was frightened by Lord Ramachandra, isn't it? When Sindhu did not give way to the Ramachandra's army to cross the sea to Sri Lanka, that time Ramachandra wanted to teach a lesson. He took his bow and arrow and wanted to fire the weapon. At that time, Sindhu, the ocean, realized who has come. And that was in Yamuna Devi's memory as well. Yamuna has remembered that incident. So this time, Yamuna didn't take any chance. She didn't want to take any chance at this time. So what she did was, she gave way to Vasudev to peacefully get through the river to the other side. Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. Krishna was taken to the other side by Vasudev without any difficulty and went on to the other side. And then he started walking towards the village where Gokulam, where Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi were there. And in those days, that when everything was prearranged or organized by Yogamaya Devi in such a way, Yashoda Devi had the baby was born for Yashoda Devi. Yashoda has gone to sleep. And all the other gopis who were present there to assist Yashoda Devi in her delivery, they were also present there. They also fell asleep. And not only that, and those days the system was that the men had no permission to go inside. So Nanda Maharaj knew very well about the Yashoda situation, and he was waiting outside the house in the front courtyard along with many other cowherd men, waiting for Yashoda's delivery to happen. They knew that Yashoda was ready for the baby. And so they were all outside. When Vasudev and Devaki, Vasudev arrived there with Krishna, what he noticed was that everybody was sleeping, including Nanda Maharaj and others. Vasudev didn't know the house of Nanda Maharaj, which house he lived. But as he was walking through, he heard suddenly a baby's cry, a baby crying. And in those days, men could say whether it was the crying was from a boy or a girl. They had the capacity to say that. Nowadays, I think they all cry the same way. But those days, obviously, there was a difference, because now we are all equal, so we have to cry also equal, isn't it? So, Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. When he came out, Krishna said, there, what happened was that Vasudev sensed that this could be the house where I'm supposed to go. Krishna is prompting him from within to do everything. When he went into the house, Nanda Maharaj was standing outside sleeping. Many cowherd men were there, his assistants, they were all sleeping. And inside, the baby was crying. Nobody has heard the baby's cry. And Vasudev very quietly walked in, left this child, Krishna, there, and took the baby from there in his hands. While taking that baby in Vasudev's hands, two tears came from Vasudev's eyes. Why? Vasudev thought at that moment that this beautiful child, because after taking Krishna in his hands, Vasudev was feeling such a transcendental ecstasy. And that ecstasy, he was going to go. And he also thought, whether will I see this child again? All these thoughts came to Vasudev at that point. And as soon as these thoughts came, tears started coming from Vasudev's eyes. Because Vasudev knew what can happen if Kamsa come to know about this child. So Vasudev, in his mind, prayed his respects to the child, and he left with the baby back to the prison. So, while Vasudev was going there to see Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's house, Vasudev is walking. ഭവന്ധഭയമുദ്വഹൻ യതുകുലോദ്വഹോ നിസ്സരൻ ദദർശ ഗഗനോച്ചല ജലപരാം കളിന്ദാത്മജാം അഹോ സലില സഞ്ജയ സപുനരൈ ഐന്ദ്രജാലയോദിതോ ജലൗഘമിവ തൽക്ഷണാൽ പ്രമദമോദിതാം മായയോ. That Mayadevi is Yogamaya's potency. She was expecting in, she was expressing in everything how she put everybody to sleep first thing. She wanted Yamuna Devi to give way to Krishna and Vasudev to go through. And he made, he cried in such a way that only Vasudev could hear that, nobody else could hear that in such a way. Prasupta Pashupaligam നിഭൃതമാരുതൽ ബാലികാം അപാവൃത കവാടികാം പശുപവാടികാം ആവിശൻ ഭവന്തമയമർപ്പയൻ പ്രസവകൽപകേ തൽപദാം ദുഹൻ കപടകന്യകാം സ്വപുരമാഗതോ വേഗദാഹം. ദറ്റ് പ്രസുപ്ത പശുപാലികം, എവ്രി സ്റ്റെപ്പ് വസുദേവ് ഈസ് മേക്കിംഗ്, ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾസോ ടേണിംഗ് ബാക്ക് ആൻഡ് ലുക്കിംഗ്. വൈ ഈസ് ഇ ലുക്കിംഗ്? ഹി വാസ് ഫ്രൈറ്റൻഡ് ബിക്കോസ് to carry a child without being noticed, even today is a big crime, isn't it? If you take a baby from the hospital and put somebody else there and walk away, you'll be in trouble. So the same thing there also, then also. Vasudev was conscious of all these things. So that's why when Vasudev was walking all the time, he was looking. Is anybody watching him? Prasupta Pashupaligam. That Prasupta Pashupaligam Nibhrata Marudal Baligam. That any other cowherd men are watching him. Abhavrata Kavadigam Pashubhavadigam Avishan. That Abhavrata Kavadigam, that he noticed that the doors were open for him to go in without any disturbances. Pashubhavadigam Avishan. That Pashubhavadigam, that the houses of these cowherd men were open to him to walk in any time. ഭവന്തമയമർപ്പയൻ പ്രസവകൽപകേ തൊൽപദം. ദാറ്റ് ഹാൻഡഡ് ഓവർ കൃഷ്ണ ടു ഹിം, ടു യശോദാദേവി പ്ലേസ്. കൃഷ്ണ വാസ് ലെഫ്റ്റ് ദർ ആൻഡ് കപടകന്യകാം സ്വപുരമാഗതോ വേഗദാഹ. കപടകന്യക, കപടകന്യക മീൻസ് ദ ഗേൾ ഹു ഹു ഹാസ് അപ്പിയേർഡ് ദർ ഇൻ എ ഡ്യൂബിയസ് ഫോം. ഹു ഈസ് ദിസ് യുഗമായ? യുഗമായ ഹാസ് അപ്പിയേർഡ് ദർ ഇൻ എ വെരി ഡ്യൂബിയസ് ഫോം, ഇസ്ഇൻ ഇറ്റ്? This Vidyavidya Swarupani, she is knowledge and ignorance both coming from here. She has got these two forms as well as Yogamaya. So there you see that when Krishna was being left at her at Gokul and Nandamaya and Yashoda Devi's daughter, this Yogamaya is being carried by Vasudev to the prison. He arrives there, and when he arrived there with the baby, what happened was that automatically the door opened. Automatically the door opened. And these men were still sleeping. They have not woken up. They are still in their deep sleep. And they entered in, and as soon as Vasudev entered in and brought this baby and handed over to Devaki Devi. Now earlier, when Krishna was taken from Devaki Devi, Vasudev had a great difficulty, especially to take a baby from a mother as soon as the baby is born. And for a father, it is very difficult to take away and deliver it somewhere else. So that's why in the Bhagavatam you will see there, when the baby was taken, Sudeva Goswami calls Vasudev as a very courageous person. Tadascha Shauril Bhagaval Prajodhita. That Shauri, the word used is Shauri. Shauri means one who is born in the family of Shuras. Shuras means very courageous people. Yadavas among them, Shura dynasty, Shurasena. That was the kingdom where he came from. So therefore Vasudev is glorified there. Now Vasudev has brought this child and handed over to Devaki Devi. Devaki Devi took the baby. As soon as she took the baby cried. It's better not to say cried, she screamed. Not cried, screamed. It was done deliberately. The scream was so powerful, as soon as she screamed, immediately everyone woke up with that scream. Everyone woke up with the scream. The people, the great two, the servants who were there, they woke up. And their responsibility, first thing was, what was they were told, clearly instructed, that they were clearly instructed that as soon as the baby is born for Devaki Devi, they should inform Kamsa. So immediately they ran to Kamsa, one of the men to Kamsa, to inform Kamsa about the appearance of the, about that Devaki Devi had the baby. So that information was immediately transferred to Kamsa. Then, then, at that point, tadastadanujara dakshabhida nidra vega draval bhadolkara nivedida prasava vartaye vartiman. This prasava varta, this appearance of Devi, was immediately transmitted to Kamsa. And Kamsa had a good sleep that night. Later on, when Krishna appeared, after that Krishna appeared, in that process, when Krishna was being carried away, everyone slept. Along with that, Kamsa also had a good sleep. First time Kamsa got a good sleep. After he came to know about this threat of his life, he could never sleep any time. And from that day onwards, he was trying to get more and more information about Vishnu. More and more information about Vishnu from every source. To strictly speaking, Kamsa had more information about Krishna than a devotee had about Krishna. So much information he has collected about Krishna. And Kamsa was fully prepared. That's how the demons do, isn't it? Demons organize so well everything. They are busy into their organizing to such an extent that eventually Krishna shows them all your organizing is useless. And organizing, because higher above all this organization, there is another organizer working. The demons don't see that. Demons have great belief and faith in their strength and capacity of organization and management. So anyway, tadastadanujara vakshabhida nidra vega draval bhadolkara nivedida prasava vartayai vartivan vimukta chikirolkaram sturidamabadan gojarat adushtam ivadrishtavan bhagiri kagare kanyagam. As soon as he was woken up, and the news was delivered to Kamsa, he woke up straight away from the sleep. No problem, straight away started running fast into the prison. And what did he see there? Dadushtam iva drishtavan bhaginika gare kanyagam. He saw this little girl, a fresh girl who was just born, in the hands of Devaki Devi, and crying very loudly. Kamsa walks into the prison. What does Kamsa do? Munshamsa tado bhavadubasago jadadi mrityubasha adiva pramuchya darasaivasa samadhiruda rubandaram adastalamajagmushi vigasadashta bahuspuran mahayuda mahogada kilavihaya sadhidhidem. This is what Kamsa did. What did he do? Tado bhavadubasago jadadi mrityubasha adiva. That one who has served Krishna, and for him protection is Krishna. Krishna is the protection. But that can come, and Kamsa was not in that category. But he has done something which has helped him very much in this particular situation. What was that? He went and told Devaki Devi, hand over that baby to me. Say, Devaki Devi as a mother could not hand over that child like that to Kamsa. Devaki Devi told Kamsa, this is the last child I have and it's a girl. When I am old, when I am helpless physically, at least I'll have someone to look after me. And let this girl survive. After all, it's a girl. She's not going to do any harm to you. Kamsa this time won't show any mercy. When he noticed that that Devaki was not in a mood to hand over the baby, he put his hand in, pulled her out of her hands. Holding Yogamaya's feet, Kamsa pulled her out from Devaki Devi's hands. Not only that, out of disgust he threw her away. After all, it's a young girl, can I kill her? Thinking that the best thing is to throw her away. So threw her outside the prison, onto a rock which was outside. The only thing what has happened was, when he threw that away, that As soon as the baby was thrown out, the baby didn't go in the direction of the rock, it went into the sky straight up. In the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will find there the verses referring to that, that he says there, that the particular verses, he says, then Devaki Devi, when the baby was born, she had great difficulty in handing over to Kamsa. But when Kamsa threw her out, Sayudha Ashta Mahabhuja, with eight hands, she appeared in the sky. And Kamsa also noticed all the great demigods and others, they were making offerings to her. They were making the offerings to her in the sky. So she spoke to Kamsa at that time. Kamsa, you were very fortunate. At least this was Brahma Muhurtam time, early hours in the morning. And Kamsa had the good fortune to touch the feet of Yogamaya. So Yogamaya showed some compassion to Kamsa. She told Kamsa that what is the point in killing me? Your death personified, who's going to kill you, has already appeared in this world. Look after yourself. Giving this advice to Kamsa, she disappeared from the sky. So that is Yogamaya's appearance from the prison. And Kamsa, this was sufficient for Kamsa to lose sleep. Immediately after this, when this has happened, Kamsa decided to take action. And the next thing what he did was, after going back to his palace, immediately call for an emergency meeting of all the ministers. That emergency meeting is discussed here in the Bhagavatam. The emergency meeting of the cabinet. Cabinet's emergency meeting. Emergency meeting begins with the personalities who has attended the meeting. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Pralamba Bhagajanura Tranavarta Mahashani Mushtiga Arishta Divida Pudana Keshi Dhenugaihi. These are all the members of the cabinet. Just like we also have, isn't it, everywhere. Pralamba Bhagajanura Tranavarta Mahashani Mushtiga Arishta Divida Pudana Keshi Dhenugaihi. Look at that, the way the cabinet is formed. As usual, there's a female member also mentioned there. There should be one at least, because that's only the cabinet is complete. Mushtiga Arishta Dvivida Pudana Keshi Dhenugai. They are all members of the cabinet. So the cabinet meeting started. After the cabinet meeting, it was decided that they should go and they should kill all the babies one after the other, whoever has born. This was the major decision taken by the cabinet committee. And the decision was taken and it has to be executed. So at that time, certain discussion happened in the cabinet. So the cabinet discussions also, Sudev Goswami has spoken here, some of the things what was discussed in the cabinet. That when this appearance of Krishna was spoken, that the cabinet members who were aware of this, They were saying to Kamsa. Kamsa was actually saying to them that will it not be bad on our part to kill all the babies like this? And was it not be sufficient if we kill after finding out who it is, who has appeared here? The cabinet's advice to the head, to Kamsa, is like this: that my dear king, if your hands start shivering in killing babies, you are not fit for that job. You are not qualified to occupy this position. In this way, they have spoken to Kamsa. Kamsa had to agree. Originally, Kamsa didn't have the mind to kill all the babies. But it is these advisors who have come forward to advise Kamsa The best thing to do is to kill everybody, including all children who were born at that time. And that is how Kamsa's massacre started with Putana and all the others, one after the other, killing all the babies one after the other. So these things are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It takes a lot more time to talk about the pastimes, what happened in Gokulam, which is a lot more interesting. And how the devotees, Krishna's devotees, how they celebrated Krishnashtami, Janmashtami in Gokulam. That Sukadeva Goswami is standing there and is watching them, preparing themselves. How Nanda Maharaj received them. How everything was celebrated, how everything was taken care of. Happiness of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, all those who were present in Gokulam at that time, and their happiness in them. Happiness in them, that happy mood, what they enjoyed at that time. This is what we have to remember on Janmashtami day. Krishna's presence in this world, how it brought happiness to the devotees, and how from that day onwards, how their life has changed for the rest of their life. Association with Krishna and Krishna's reciprocation of love with the devotees, this started from the day Krishna appeared till the sixth day when Putana came to visit Gokulam. These 6 days of transaction between the cowherd boys, the gopis, the cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, that is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam in one of the most elegant way. And once you read through that, you will see how beautiful that presentation is there. It is 7:30, we have to stop there because there is some meeting going on. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.